You're listening to the closing market report for Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated is on the phone line. Drew, what a beautiful couple of days it has been in our part of the world. Please tell me there are more of them on tap for us.
Oh, I'm sure that April and May aren't too far away.
Dang, I knew that's what you were going to say.
Yeah, I think the word's already out. That polar vortex that everybody was yakking about in January will be back later this weekend and through the first part of next week. And as it establishes itself over the Hudson Bay area of Ontario, Canada, we'll probably see surges of cold air coming down through the upper parts of the Midwest, the northern plains, right through the heart of the Midwest. The one thing that's different about this particular round of cold versus the one that we experienced in January is that there's a little bit less incentive for the cold to go as far south as it has in the past. So sub-zero readings probably won't go any further south than central Iowa or northwesternmost parts of Illinois. Everybody else to the south and east will probably see single digits and teens, with the coldest weather coming late in the weekend through the first half of next week. Before we get there, of course, we've got to show off our dynamics in the atmosphere as we transition from the warm weather to the cold, and we'll have a major winter storm take place tonight and tomorrow across the western Corn Belt, coming out of eastern Nebraska and Iowa, blowing up into Wisconsin and parts of Minnesota. In these areas, we'll see 4 to 10 inches of snow and some local totals getting over a foot. It looks like Wisconsin, northeast Iowa, and eastern Minnesota will take it on the chin. I think we'll probably see rain and thunderstorms occur across the rest of the Midwest and probably look for rain totals running from 0.3 inches to an inch. There will be a risk of severe thunderstorms tomorrow across the area coming up out of the lower Mississippi Basin and the Tennessee River Valley into parts of Kentucky. So a lot of change here. Unfortunately, if I were to look into this crystal ball a little further, I would tell you that this kind of thing will perhaps happen a few more times as we go into March.
The longest winter ever, at least it seems like it. I suppose that's because we've been pretty mild over the last several years. Turn your attention to South America. How are their crop conditions? They have had a seesaw event for the growing season so far, it seems.
Yeah, it really has been that way. It's not just one or the other country. They both have had their shares of interesting weather. We are exiting out, or we have exited out of the dry bias in Argentina. Most of the crop country now is wet. In fact, it's a little bit too wet. Some of the early sunseed and early corn harvesting is underway, and we're seeing some disruption to some of the harvest progress. It's not a really big issue, but, you know, sunseed is pretty sensitive to moisture at harvest time, so the quality of that crop is probably going to be degraded. And the forecast offers a good mix of rain and sunshine in Argentina through the next full week to 10 days. So we'll keep an eye on that situation down there. Some areas are going to stay too wet, but many others will probably gradually firm up a little bit. And in Brazil, last weekend we got a slaughtering of rain across Mato Grosso and from there southeastward to the coast, causing harvest delays, causing some shipping delays. And we took a little break yesterday, and it looks like we're going to fall back into a fairly frequent rainfall pattern there as well. And so we're going to probably be talking more about some quality issues and delays in shipments, I think, as we move forward through the next 5 to 7 days.
Hey, thanks so much, Drew. We appreciate you taking the time with us. That's Drew Lerner, of course. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason. Have a great day.